You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today, we're joined by Wanda Diaz-Merced, a visually impaired astrophysicist who is revolutionising astronomy by displaying information through sound, known as sonification. Wanda, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, David, for the invitation. Thank you so much.
First up, can you tell us a bit about your sight loss, please?
I'm diabetic since I was in primary school. I would have blind clouds in my eyesight. So I would look at my teacher and I wouldn't see her face, like I wouldn't see her head. I had a diagnosis. Doctors did laser. The condition is known as severe diabetic degenerative retinopathy. Mm-hmm. So I had clouds in my sight. I never complained.
I've seen you talk about, in other places, going to university with this dream of being a scientist and getting there and realizing, oh, this world isn't really built for someone like me being visually impaired. When you first got to university with this dream, with this ambition, how did that make you feel?
When I arrived, when I'm in university, right, first I was in denial. I did feel that the scientific field did not have a space for me. I didn't give up, of course. I continued searching. Many days I would be sitting quietly, trying to figure out what am I going to do? Shall I change careers? I don't know. Lecturers were hired based on their achievements as researchers. They were not required to attend pedagogy courses or courses that would prepare them, neither courses that would prepare them to target people with diverse learning styles in the classroom. So we would be in the classroom and the professor would go, if you put this number in this equation, the result will lead us to this transformation, which is the result we are searching today.
Yeah, I can see why that would be quite difficult.
Uh-huh. Upon playback at home, the only thing that would make sense to me was the sound of the chalk on the blackboard. What kept me going is that I apologize, I'm going to say this, my Buddhist mentor, Daisaku Ikeda, who was always sending messages to us saying, do not give up. Do not give up. Do not give up. You have the future in your hands. It's your time to win.
That advice of don't give up is very simple advice, but also very good advice. And you didn't give up. You found the NASA Radio Jove, and then through various NASA access schemes, stumbled into this world of sonification and presenting data, which for a lot of scientific fields is visual, but you've found a way to have it audiated. Did that open up just an entire new world?
Actually, as you said, it was because I didn't give up that I found the NASA Radio Jove. And I found Bobby Candy, Robert Candy at NASA Goddard Space Flight Center. I thought that they had stopped using audio because scientifically they had evidence that audio doesn't work. What happens is that we did experiments at the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics in the United States with professional astronomers. And we evidence that when you use audio, it increases the professional astronomer's sensitivity to events in the information that by nature are blind to the human eye. And that's where then I say, okay, this is the way to go.
What kind of doors can sonification open up? I mean, I've seen it being used to create music out of the sounds on Jupiter, but what can this bring, not just to science communication, but also the accessibility of astrophysics to other visually impaired people like yourself?
The scientific information, even in the field of medicine, when people use electrocardiograms, etc., is multidimensional. And using sound parameters, you can bring a multidimensional analysis to the data. And you can bring a multidimensional analysis of the data real time and dynamically. In terms of accessibility, it brings a wider and richer realm. opening the field for other careers to develop, specialists that will focus audio scientific analysis. So it brings not only the aspect of enriching the data analysis, right, but also other concentration fields may develop, other concentration focus areas may develop in specialization areas, may develop in the field, and will bring, my dream is that these peoples that have unwittingly, right, it was completely unwitting, have left other perception modalities out of the loop. And for instance, almost leave out of the loop someone like me.
Finally, Wanda, what's next for you? What are you working on, and how can any of our listeners keep up with what you do?
Until November 30th, I am working at the Gravitational Wave Observatory in Pisa in a proposal called Rainforce, which is a proposal that is targeting citizen scientists. In this proposal, my good boss, Dr. Katsanevas, he has given me the opportunity to run the perception experiments to model perceptual modalities. I'm also writing a neutral science astronomy book. And in this book is for like a first year astronomy book. It goes from brightness, the formation of a star to black holes. By working on this book, we worked on simplifying how to do this, because the mathematics, the science is not complicated. Is that what is complicated is the discourse the science use. And what we are doing is transforming this discourse. What we do, what I do humbly, if anyone fancies to join, is that on Wednesdays, we meet two people from the UK, Tara Mellor and Andy Mellor. They are part of the people that get services from the RNIB. We meet to talk about astronomy. And what I'm doing is I'm supposed to be teaching, but it becomes a conversation, right? Where we talk about sound, we talk about how to listen to different aspects of the data. Sometimes we are supposed to meet for an hour. Sometimes it goes for over an hour. Sometimes you're talking about astronomy, and we are doing this, but we are also friends, right? And sometimes a comment about our families will emerge, and we ask about each other. Is a way of is human contact the most important? What science has lost to is for the hearts to be connected.
Well, Wanda Diezner said lots of interesting stuff there, but thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks to you. Thank you.